You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo, 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 woo. So this is exciting. I don't even know what it says. You got a text from O'Shea?
Yeah, O'Shea just texted me. He actually put it on Twitter and he sent me the tweet. It says, funny story, the snake was an actual practical animatronic. The body was huge and about as tough as a fully stocked tire. Technology was not what it is today, and sometimes the snake would malfunction. It even tore up catering, going haywire, flipping tables, and throwing stuff. The fear you see on all their faces when they have scenes with the snake that aren't CGI.
Wow.
Are a 1,000% real, genuine fear of that thing.
That's awesome.
It's a real animatronic.
I like it even more now. Yeah. So it's like one of those things from the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah,
like,
and it took out catering.
You gotta see this movie. You'll love it.
Amazing.
A lot of good stuff. That's Mateo, by the way, in the movie. Remember Mateo? Slee is Mateo.
You can stream this on
right
Netflix. There. Anaconda
right now?
Is on Netflix right now.
I'm watching it tonight. I'm 100% watching this tonight.
I can't
and
wait.
We'll bring
can't
it back
wait
up
to
tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It's going to be great.
This is like handing you a Christmas present. This is just like, I can't wait for you to unwrap it. I'm so excited.
I might even
for you to
drink a little bit. I don't know
you should
drink
definitely.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a nice bottle
do
of wine.
You smoke?
Anaconda? No, I do not.
Okay.
That would be better.
Yeah.
That would be better.
You did not. You should do it tonight.
Tonight. Should I gummy up before
yeah.
this one?
Yeah. Yeah. If you were ever thinking about starting to gummy up, Anaconda is a good way
he's
to
gonna
do it.
He's going to come back. He's like, look, Godfather, I thought was amazing.
If there was ever a movie for it.
But so, Anaconda.
Anaconda. Wow.
I feel Whoa. Like, well, never mind.
We did the same thing for the Goofy movie. Remember, Greg? We did the same thing with Mason and Ireland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Goofy, we watched the Goofy movie, came back and reviewed it.
I told love
you,
that movie.
Yes, when you think it's terrifying? What's the one that everybody says?
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
As a 10-year, as an 8-year-old, was terrifying. He'll legitimately
it's
terrifying. It is not a comedy. If you watched it ages.
No.
Hey, Vern. Remember that guy? Hey, Vern.
Yeah. Is John Matuszak in this one?
I don't know who that is.
No? Okay.
I don't know who John Matuszak is.
John Matuszak played for the Raiders and others.
How do you not know and you're a Raider fan?
Look, I don't remember.
I'm done. Over.
I don't want any of that. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Where are you guys starting today? Because there's a lot
going on
today.
The fact that he's not a Raider fan.
No, just stop that. We're not going there right away. But by the way, first thing first, I was having a one-on-one meeting with Brian Cohen this afternoon, probably around 11:45, 11:50.
Yeah.
Actually, 11:55 because you got off the air.
Yep.
And doors closed, and we're having a serious conversation, me and Brian.
One-on-one.
One-on-one. That's mm-hmm. it. Who comes strolling down? Slee will come strolling down, opens up the door, and just starts talking to us.
Well, no, I didn't talk. Let me tell my side of the story.
Side of the story is just wrong. The door was closed, Slee.
Trev.
I'm listening.
You know BC. You know Brian Cohen.
Of course.
He's a great guy.
He did something on Monday that threw us all off. So I see Brian Cohen in a closed-door meeting with Greg Bergman. I open the door. Brian has his back turned to me. Greg is saying, we're in the middle of a meeting. I'm like, I know. I get it. I understand it. All I said was, bada bing. And then I closed the door and I kept walking.
It was bada bing. You left it open for a little while.
I left it open because you were talking about why I'm interrupting. And I was like, when is this guy going to stop? Let me just say bada bing to Brian and let's move on.
What if Brian was opening himself up and was just on the verge of tears, was really telling me something very, very personal that he didn't want anybody else
to
know.
Push it down. Keep it to yourself.
And here comes Slee in the middle of all of it.
Travis becomes a therapist, and that's all he says. This is really bothering me. Okay, stop for a second. Push it down.
Right.
Push
all
it a little
the way down.
Keep that
push
stuff to yourself,
further.
Man. What are you bothering me for?
Berg, I'm sorry.
John Matuszak was not in Ernest Scared Stupid. I just looked it up.
He was not in
He was not.
Okay.
So thanks,
Ernest Scared Stupid,
I really
by the way, literally is a, isn't it a comedy?
It's a horror movie.
Or was it Alzado? Somebody beat up Ernest in a movie.
I'm sure Ernest got beat up in plenty of movies. Ernest Goes to Jail, hilarious movie.
That was
I laughed.
I saw one of the Ernest movies. He did take a beating from somebody. I'm like, this is a little bit much for a kids movie, but I didn't think it would be terrifying.
Ernest made weird kids movies. Like he was always a different character and putting
that
on like different
true.
Outfits.
Yeah,
they were weird movies, but this one and
looks like Lyle Alzado was in an Ernest movie.
In an earnest. Okay.
I know Lyle
Alzado.
Trying
to work
my way through it. Yeah, you should know John Matuszak as a Raider fan.
I don't know every single Laker of all time. Everybody that played at UCLA.
John Matuszak would be like knowing Vlade.
Yeah.
You should know Vlade.
You've gone to Raiders games, right?
I love the NBA.
I've been to two Raiders games.
I understand so much more. You guys Masters fans at all? No.
Trying. Are you?
Look.
No. He is this week.
No, but I'm in Beto's pool. Surprised he didn't get you guys in it as well.
He usually asks, but I never do it. So I think he just stopped.
It's blind
luck. I saw Tiger tee off. Really nice drive.
Did he? I've been. Oh, we got our TVs back on.
Yes.
We paid the bill.
See, yeah, I can do things. I can get things done.
Literally, DeMarco.
By the way, Trev, I didn't notice either.
I didn't either.
I just all of a sudden started watching TV and didn't even know.
I got in here this morning, and usually the first thing I do is I put something that I want to watch on that TV right
Murder,
there.
She Wrote.
Okay.
And it said, to pay your DirecTV bill, please log on to this site. I'm like, well, I'm not paying it. It's not my DirecTV bill.
I thought, I was like, we're done. It's over.
That was it.
You guys kill me when I don't get stuff fixed. I get something fixed, and I don't even get a thank you.
I didn't even notice. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah,
you're welcome. You're welcome. You walk in on me in a meeting. You don't say thank you.
My fault.
DeMarco, have you ever
the
asked...
appreciation.
Have you ever asked Greg whether or not he believes that you would be a good A?
What we're doing?
What was the whole discussion about the A thing?
Do you understand the distinction? The A is the person
driver,
that sits in my chair.
Yeah,
right?
One, two, driver, whatever. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Passenger and driver.
Yeah.
Passenger and driver.
Let's Correct. Do it. You want to do it? You want to
so
be the A today?
So Greg told John, who has been doing radio for
30 some odd years,
that he's a bad A.
Ramona did a great job yesterday.
But you also said Ramona was a bad A.
No, I said John was better A.
Well, no. What you said was John, and then you said AK.
Yeah.
And then Ramona.
And Ramona was.
In that order.
Right.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but you said she's not a good A.
But you didn't say it in that order. You said bad, bad, and bad. You said bad, worse, and worst.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I said John is not the best A in certain circumstances, and I would just want to give him a little bit of time off because he's not
How would DeMarco be as an A?
I think DeMarco would be below Ramona.
I've done it a few times.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird deal. There's a lot to think about over there. I'd rather be over here with Slee.
No.
Just hanging out.
It's a weird deal. You had to do it. It's weird, right?
Chew sunflower seeds.
Slee goes back and forth.
Look out the window.
I can look you straight in the eye. You got to look at the clock like 12 times a day.
Not anymore. I've been told the clock doesn't matter
clock
anymore.
Clock does not matter.
Which, right. By the way, is
it's kind of nice.
Game changer. Yeah, it's game changer.
Because then you could just, if you got a good topic going, just go.
112 matters.
Yeah. No.
That part of the clock.
We're going to go to 125 today.
You're welcome to go to 121.
Wow.
I go to 112. So Masters today, obviously the Ipay indictment is out.
And it's going to start with that.
How crazy
16.
Is this detail?
So far, so here, okay, so
that, this, yes, so far,
right? The 16 Jeez. Million is what they're alleging he pilfered out of Ohtani's accounts. Okay, but there's also like a ledger of his wins and losses. That discrepancy is 40.
Yeah.
$40 million?
I don't know what we're doing here.
Crazy. I don't want to be that rich to where I don't notice $40 million.
He won $142 million and he lost $182 million.
What is going on here?
That $40 million he lost.
Unbelievable.
He made $142 million.
He lost $40 million.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is he was betting enough.
What's the most obvious question though? So the most obvious question is, if we're accusing him of stealing 16 and he lost 40, what's the obvious question? Where's the other 24?
He kept it. Mike Trout.
He didn't keep it. He didn't win it. He's 24 in the hole. There's a $24 million payment that's due.
That's sitting on some island somewhere.
First off.
Where is
off,
it?
But that's off, also that's off. Also between different bookies. He had three different bookies.
That
he was going
to. $4.5 million.
But you guys know.
I'm going to get to. That was $4.5 million. That was the number that was being thrown around for the last couple of weeks, right? And
that was a lot then.
And today it's $16 million. Huh. And today it's but he lost $40 million. I'm not a math guy, but if I take 40 and I take 16 million, I subtract those two. I'm with you. Through all of this confusion, what about the other money that's missing? Like I have no idea what's going on with this story.
Let me ask you this, DeMarco. Wow. So you were a professional athlete. You were making professional athlete money. And I don't mean this any way other than just a statement of fact. you were never the highest paid player on your team. You had guys that made a lot more money than you did.
Yeah.
And let's say it's Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, whoever it is. Okay. How many different people were involved in making sure that their lives ran a certain way, that their charitable contributions, that their foundations, that all of the, their agencies, their accountants, okay. their people, like
yeah,
somebody
me,
endorsed.
Like you said,
yes.
And the way you described it, perfect, right? Been with some high profile guys, some high paid guys.
Yeah.
For me only, I had three people that ran my life. Ran the foundation,
yep.
I had a financial advisor, and I had a lawyer.
Okay.
Three people.
Did they all check on each other?
Say again?
Did they check on each other?
They knew each other.
Okay.
So it was kind of cool. It wasn't cool, but everybody knew. You know, they didn't really like each other, but they knew each other.
Perfect.
So, small town.
Yeah, that goes right
so
in
that
your
was
point.
Just me.
Yeah.
There were some guys, like when Kurt really hit big, I mm-hmm. think there had to be at least five.
Okay. How much bigger is Shohei Ohtani than Kurt Warner?
Megastar.
Global.
Yes.
Global.
And you're telling me that Ipe.
Does Kurt Warner speak English?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time. Yeah,
Greg, you can't be that naive.
No, it's not.
You
it's not naive. It's just,
so banks are okay to say, hey, let's pull this through because he doesn't
speak
English?
In the story itself, I'm just taking the story for what the story says on its as it is.
Sure.
Says that Ipe went into the banks with Shohei,
uh-huh.
who did not speak English at the time.
I'm talking about everyone else on that team.
No,
that's in charge
to that.
Of running his world. Nobody said, guys, we're 16 million short here. Where'd it go? Not one person?
Ipe said that they did not give access to those people and the account.
Who told them not to get
Shohei.
Access? Who told them
Shohei
not to
told Ipe that told
but
them.
But Shohei obviously
that's what
didn't
it says
tell
in the story.
Them.
That's what
I
it says in the story.
But you're accepting that as absurd. It's an absurd acceptance of a ridiculous fact. No
we
bank
talk so
is
much
saying,
about it, though.
But no bank is going to allow a guy to walk in with a guy and say, he says that he wants me to have, we're going to set up this account. I'm the only one that has access to it.
No, that's not going to happen.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not. It's ludicrous.
Well, he had access to it. He says that actually Shohei did not give access to eBay, so I'm not sure where that comes.
A ludicrous proposition. These sums of money to be moved around.
I've never been more confused
in my life. No, it's a very confusing story, so we can't just jump to conclusions also.
No, but you also can't accept BS and just go, well, that's what they say.
I'm taking it at face value in what's in
Why?
The stories. And because I read at least like 17 of the 37 pages.
But,
I didn't get to go through the whole thing yet.
I'm not talking about the indictment. I'm talking about how $16 million could go missing from one of the most famous people on earth.
I can't answer that.
And the explanation that the guy is offering is, well, I walked into the bank and I told him not to give it to him. Get the blank out of here.
No.
It's absurd. Somebody either is so derelict in their responsibilities, and that's literally everybody else on Team Ohtani, or something else.
There's somebody else in this.
Those are the only two options, that everyone else was so bad at their jobs that they missed it, or something else.
It seems like he was taking money out, and he was winning. If he won $142 million, that means he was putting the money
right back.
He was putting it all right back in, so you don't see it missing.
Again, with all the people involved in these athletes.
Don't transactions?
If your accountant goes, DeMarco, listen, man.
It's being wired
out. There's like $200,000 going in and out every day. What's going on, buddy? Wouldn't somebody ask
you
that?
There would be a question somewhere.
Wouldn't somebody say that?
Or at least he was like
16,000.
Whether I got back to him or not is a different deal.
Or how about every bank in the world is saying, what the hell is going on here?
Right. But when I was locked in and playing, I don't care how many people called. I'm just, it's not my business. That's
So you did not pay attention to the money whatsoever.
I was right to get robbed, but I'm lucky I didn't.
I was going
to
say,
so
you're
saying,
right to be robbed.
There we go.
Absolutely.
He's Ohtani in this situation.
Right. So this is the next step to that. If that's where we're going, where Ohtani's a rube and he just gets, and he's not paying attention.
I'd rather him be a rube, honestly.
Hundreds of millions of dollars that he's not paying attention to. Now that he knows, how is everybody in his circle not fired?
It's a really good question.
He's married now, right?
He is.
I'm sure that's coming.
All
that's coming
but
now.
Because we're just finding out stories as it's coming out. This is all happening in real time in front of us. Whether or not that actually happens, it should actually happen.
It has to happen.
It just may not have happened just this moment. They have a crisis team. He hired the best crisis team in Hollywood or whoever it is. They're going to make sure that all those little boxes are checked. It may not happen right now, but it's going to happen down the line for sure.
It's 1:15, Slee. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
Hey.
That's what a hamburger's all about. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good
Welcome
afternoon.
Wait, I thought I was the A.
No, you want to be the A?
No, you're. See,
no, no.
He
see,
said I was the A.
You want? Said if you want
you
to be the A.
Just gave me the A.
Okay, then go.
No, no, you go now.
No, no, no. You say. You say.
Get close to your mic.
You have to say
you
good
set
afternoon.
Set me up for the false start. No. See? Go ahead.
I did not. Oh, I,
you know, drew me off.
We did not talk about this ahead of time, DeMarco.
You sat right there and said I was the A.
You want to be the A? Okay.
No, no, I don't want to be the A now.
Free. What do you want to talk? What would you like to talk about, DeMarco? Do you
want
to talk to Laura? Do you want to talk to Brian?
You lied to me. How dare you lie to me?
He's a guy.
Basically, you're looking at me and you're saying good afternoon.
We've been on the air for like 5 minutes, and you're already lying to me. What happened to you?
I am a massive liar.
I am
E.P. Mizuhara.
Okay, let's
just
start this
that.
Over. Go
Cut
ahead.
That up.
You be
Cut
the
that
A. I'll sit here.
Okay,
go ahead.
We're going with that.
We're going with
I'm
that.
Going to be the eight right now.
Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfectly. Look, we got so many things to talk about, DeMarco. I love working with you.
My
it's,
man.
It's always you're always in a good mood.
Yeah.
There's always something excited and happy, and you'll go with absolutely everything.
Let's
so that
go.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura, Brian, you guys doing all right? Everything okay?
Doing great. Doing great.
Are
yeah.
you Are you excited to talk
Did
about?
Did you lose $16 million?
No, but oh. I wish I had that.
If you made Brian, if you made $142 million and lost $182 million, how would you like? Would you continue to keep betting at that point?
Maybe if you're that deep into the hole, that's the only way out.
I mean, you have
I don't
to
think
be
you have
right?
a choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
okay,
that's
Bruno
crazy.
Mars.
That's what isn't Bruno broke? Bruno is
He's
bro-
not broke, but apparently not apparently
50
million
in the hole, right?
Yeah, but yeah. the MGM said that's not true.
And
but,
is oh. that that's why he's actually doing the residency, right?
Yeah.
Because he has to kind of pay them back
so
is what it
MGM
seems like.
MGM said that is not true, but I mean like why would they cough up to him being 50 mil down? You know what I mean?
This is true. Yeah. So he's got to perform. I've heard boxers do this. They were in the hole and they have to take fights and they're basically fighting for free.
Right.
Even if they announced the purse at 25 million, they saw none of that. It went right to their creditors. So this, yeah, no shock there. But dang, man, really? You don't know? Notice 40 million bucks missing from your account?
I mean, it's not $40 million that's missing. So it's an over a long period of time, right? So you're betting a lot and then winning some, putting it back in and then betting more and losing it. Overall, over those 2 years, he lost $40 million. So
wow.
It has to be gone somewhere. Where that...
There's
it's
but
very,
there
it's
had to
strange.
Be big chunks for 2 years,
yeah.
40 mil. Yeah.
Like, Travis made a really good point of like, where is that other $24 million? I don't know where that is. I tried to read that whole 37-page document. Too much was going on, and
yeah.
I got through like 17 pages.
Wow.
It's mostly basically what it is these are text messages, and these text messages are from between Bookie A, Bookie B, Bookie 3, and Ipe Mizuhara. And it's just, it's showing how much he bet. It's crazy. If you go back in and
wow.
look at this, DeMarco,
yeah.
it actually says things like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I've been in a bad spot. Can you bump me up a little bit more here? Oh, this will be the last time. This will be the last time.
Really?
I'm really sorry. I need another bump. I need another bump. Like, he was fully addicted.
Like, he was into it deep. This is bad,
super,
gambler bad.
Super,
wow.
super deep. So he looks like a really bad guy. Now,
or a bad gambler. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think really good people turn into this when they lose.
Yeah, they're addicted.
Yeah.
Yes, fully addicted, but... To be able to make 142 and lose 183, I think is what it is. That means you have to be winning enough to continue going, right?
Yeah. Like, what do they call that? Is it chasing it? Is that what they call
chasing
that?
Chasing the dragon, like
when you lose,
doing heroin?
And you're chasing your money now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you can just never catch up. You get deeper and deeper in the hole until you get caught.
So I think the two biggest things are that, right? It's the fact that he lost a ton of money. And how much is that? Overall, that means that he bet somewhere between about $320 million.
Oh, my God.
He won and lost around $320 million. Insanity. And he also says... Note that it says right here, the records do not reflect any bets on baseball games. Now,
good. So what's he betting on?
So he's
football.
Betting.
Got to be football.
He was betting on UCLA football. He was betting on soccer. He was betting on a bunch of different things. It basically everything. I'm sure he was NCAA and NBA and everything but baseball. That's the only part that I get
that
a little bit wary about.
That might be my line of demarcation. I just decided it. If you've got a problem with gambling, if you're gambling on sports you don't like, if you're gambling on sports you don't even watch, that's a problem. If you're watching football and you decide to throw one down, so be it, if that's your sport. Or fighting, if that's your sport. But if you're betting on stuff you don't even watch, come on, man, that's an issue.
Yeah,
I'll take five dimes on the New Zealand black team. You know what I mean?
Right.
Rugby.
Right, the rugby
right.
team.
Right, yeah, the All Blacks. Yeah, that's crazy.
What he said was that he was betting on soccer because it's on 24/7. There's always a game going on because it's played throughout the entire world, so he can always find a game on and he can bet on that game.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Yeah, you're just picking
to
random things at that point.
Are you guys into soccer in there? Anybody into soccer?
Not really myself.
Euro soccer, anybody?
I'm a bad Mexican. I'm not, but I love going to LAFC games because the vibe is crazy.
I do know, like, over there in Europe, right, like, gambling is a part of that sport. You can actually bet on games in the stadium. So
while you're in?
While you're in the stadium. There was one time we were in London and at an Arsenal game in this box. And right before the game started, a lady walked in with a laptop and said, "Who wants to put down a wager?" We're like,
how
froze.
Much? Could you do as much as you wanted? Was there a limit?
I have no idea. I mean, when they said, you know, "Do you want to put down a wager?" I just tuned it out. But I'm like, wow, like, they can do that here. So I guess gambling on soccer is normal. But
yeah, I mean, it's just such a low-scoring sport, too, that it's kind of like, how do you bet on that game? Like, it's like baseball. Baseball is a hard sport to bet because, especially before, now it's a little more high-scoring.
Yeah.
But the run line is usually like -1.5. It's hard to bet on that because it's every single day and it can go up and down. It could be 1-0 or it could be 10-8. So
you're not just betting wins and losses. You're betting run scored.
Well, if he's betting, you're betting everything. You're
betting
over under.
Scored? Do you bet run scored?
I do on the Prize Picks app. You can do like run scored or who RBIs, little things like that.
You
but
do
you
that,
can
Laura?
Do that, yeah.
On Cut, I do it all the time.
I am not a gambler because I suck at gambling and I value the money that I work really hard for. So I do not do it.
That's I didn't know you guys did that. You guys bet on the runs.
Yeah.
You ever bet against your team?
No, I will not bet against my team. I actually usually
Do you believe
you bet against somebody the other day that you were like, oh, I can't believe
would you
I
ever bet
that.
Against the Raiders?
No, I would not bet against the Raiders. I don't bet against the
Lakers.
Look
me in the eye and say that.
I don't bet against the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Raiders, the Kings
UCLA.
In hockey,
those
and
are,
UCLA.
Those are your teams.
I will
teams.
Not do it.
Those
I
are your teams.
Not
okay,
do
I
it.
Respect you.
No, I
okay.
will not bet for them to win or for them to lose because I think I'm jinxing it.
You'd stay out of that.
I just
but
stay every, away
but
from
everybody
it.
Else is fair game.
Yes.
See, I think except for rugby and cricket.
I
stuff.
Mean, you know, I can go after
underwater
rugby and cricket.
Basketball.
I will always go with the New Zealand All Blacks.
Thank you.
They just always win. Right?
Always win.
Always win.
Yeah.
So I go
you
that
can
way.
Bet cricket, right? I think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I lost a lot on the Chargers last year. I don't bet with my teams anymore because of that fact.
I mean, that's
well,
yeah, you're a Chargers like, fan?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Can we
see?
Come on?
See?
You should have led with that.
Do you like that fact or hate that fact?
I can't stand that
okay,
fact.
Okay,
I used
good,
to like
good.
You.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
Dang,
okay.
You sucked me in.
Look, DeMarco, we found a point that we can actually agree on.
Let
I love,
me turn
I
around.
Love the
Hold
fact.
On.
That, yes, exactly.
You get this for the
you
rest of the day.
You get our backs for the rest of the day,
thank
Brian.
Thank you very much.
Now, why do I get y'all's back?
Because you're in there with him.
Exactly. He's in
That's
front of
so
you. We have to do it that way. But anyway, you said something in Crosstalk that I think is really interesting. You talked about how you don't actually know how when you were playing where your money went and all that. I want to kind of dig into that a little bit,
okay.
especially with this ePay stuff. So let's get into that next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman on Mason and Ireland.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey!
Hey!
You were singing this song earlier?
I came in bumping this. Yeah, man. Yeah. You can watch me smack that.
All on the floor, smack that. Give me some more.
Daddy, what are they talking about? Don't worry about that.
That's like when at Laker games, this happens all the time. They play the song Let's Make It Clap because they want you to clap your hands.
Right.
That's not what they're talking about.
No, totally. They're not talking about
clapping your hands.
Don't
if
ruin
you
it.
Don't know, don't worry
don't
about it.
So every time I'm at the Laker game and they play Let's Make It Clap, I'm like,
let's make
that's,
it clap.
What was that?
That's not what we're talking about.
The One Direction kid. What's the One Direction guy? Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Yeah.
That watermelon sugar.
Oh, watermelon sugar.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Once they found out what that meant, everyone was like, oh, are you kidding me? I was playing this at my kid's birthday party.
I actually don't want to know what it means
peaches
now.
And cream. I mean,
oh, peaches and cream. Yeah. Know that one. By the way, listen to Mason in Ireland and Sedano and Cap today on a Ticket Thursday for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton on Saturday, October 12th at the Hollywood Bowl with special guest Jimmy Vaughn. Just listen for the cue to call and be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN and win. Tickets on sale now, but you can win them all day long on a Ticket Thursday on 710.
How old is Clapton, though?
God, he's already in his 70s, 80s?
Yeah,
he's got to be up there. I love Eric Clapton.
You
got to
get there.
The
absolutely. You got
to
get there.
I actually was just listening to the other day. Like Layla, he had a whole bunch of different bands too, like Derek and the Dominoes.
Super
such
talented.
A great,
79 years old.
79.
One of the greatest guitar players of all time.
And just musicians, songwriters, singers, everything.
He's
one of the best.
You say 79? Yeah, he's 79.
I rushed out to see Mick Jagger and the Stones when he hit like 75 because I thought I better get there quick. Little did I know.
right. He's still running out there doing his thing. Yeah.
Right, got me again.
That's kind of like me. I want to see a Beatle. I've never seen a Beatle. I don't know if I will ever see a Beatle, but I just want to see one time.
You mean like in concert?
And not Ringo. And not Ringo. I want to see
Ringo.
Paul.
How dare you? Why not Ringo? I was going to say, have you seen Ringo?
I mean, if you have an order of the Beatles, everybody's order has Ringo all the way at the bottom. Then, like, probably if you could drop him lower, you would.
Okay, there is a YouTube video, type in Ringo, and there's a bunch of drummers, like real hardcore drummers that are famous, that give Ringo a lot of props that a lot of people didn't give him. For his style of play.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, that whole, like, just real on key, nothing really doing much.
See, you got to go watch it.
I mean,
it's made for people like you.
I've listened to the music that the Beatles play. There's not a lot going on with the drums.
See? Right there. That's why there's a video.
If you can find me a Ringo Starr guitar or a drum riff.
Drum solo.
Drum solo that's like out of this world.
Well, wait a minute.
Then I will completely fall back on that.
What kind of space do you have with Paul and John in front of you? Right? Hey, I think this is a good time for you to stop singing and let me do a drum solo.
No, right. Yeah, stop.
Right. Let me do this.
You two amazing artists. And get George Harrison, you stop too.
Right. Let me hit this solo.
All right, we should probably talk a little bit more about eBay because really, I mean, I don't think the biggest thing for me about all this is, and if you're just taking the report for what it is, out of all of this, Ohtani is now innocent. In the eyes of the FBI, he is now in Homeland
Security. He has been
cleared.
He has not bet on baseball. This is it. He's done. We're finished with Shohei.
Yes. So at that point, I mean, you just have to take it for what it is. And I know there's a lot of questions behind it. Travis is asking a lot of questions, and a lot of them are the right questions. But the fact of the matter is, in all this and what's going to happen moving forward, this is over pretty much for the Dodgers and for Shohei Ohtani.
It's funny, right? When you think about who just died today. OJ,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Technically, yeah, we'll get into that.
OJ was not guilty, right?
Technically.
Court of law.
Yep.
But most people think he did it. Same with...
I mean...
Same with Shohei, right?
I mean...
The feds say he didn't do anything.
He was cleared, though.
And most people are saying, I think he might have had something to do. It's weird, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different because one is in the court of law and one is the FBI and Homeland Security. FBI and Homeland Security didn't get involved in the OJ chase.
No, but I'm just there was a verdict, and if you didn't accept it, then you just said, I think the guy's guilty.
Yes.
Regardless of what people said. Same thing here. The feds say show is clear,
yep.
But people say, I can't believe that.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to happen. It may not happen this year. It may take 5 to 10 years. We don't know when it's all going to go down. But somebody along the ilk of, you know, Deadspin back in the day, but it will be somebody else that goes in and does a full deep dive into everything and finds every single text message, finds some way in the clouds and all that kind of good stuff, and does a whole thing, and it'll all come out. If there's anything whatsoever on
that
Shohei,
connects that, show to betting and gambling,
it will come out in 5 to 10 years. At some point, it will come out. But if it's not, as of right now, in this moment in time, we move forward and we go with the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani is just focused on baseball, and that's it.
Okay.
And it's too bad.
I'll
but
take
that's what
bet.
It is.
Lifetime bet between me and you. Okay. Whoever goes to the grave first, we have to pay the other one. Because I don't think this will ever go
$142 million?
Whatever it is. I think it's over. I think it's done with Shohei.
Oh, you think it's done completely?
I think it's completely done with him.
Wow.
With him.
I disagree.
I think what Travis says is exactly right. There's going to be a lot of people that lose their jobs once you start digging into this. Like, how did you let this happen?
Sure.
You took this guy's word? Like, how did you transfer this money to this guy without contacting Shohei? Well, I just did it because he was nice. Well, you're fired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you're getting charged. There's going to be more people that go down with Ipe. But I think show is done.
Done completely.
Completely done.
Why do you disagree, Laura?
On why this is not done?
For Shohei.
For Shohei. Because I know he is cleared, but I think that there's always something that we're missing. You know what I mean? And things don't always come out right away. So I feel like whatever it is, it might be insignificant, but I don't think that it's like, oh, he's clear, we're done, he's never dealing with it again. And I'm sure there's a documentary in a year, a few months from something from now, and people, when they dig, they find. So,
yeah. Okay, if you bust one of the bookies, I guess, and he decides to, you know, talk to Show. Well, I have a phone, you know, record with me talking to him.
So
then it comes back up. Yeah.
So in this report, it has bookmaker A, bookmaker 1, bookmaker 2, bookmaker 3, and they have text messages from those bookmakers. So it says, like, bookmaker 1 sent Ipe this message. Bookmaker 2, Ipe.
Yeah.
So they have the bookmakers already having those conversations.
With Ipe.
With Ipe.
Is there anything that goes from bookmaker 1, 2, or 3 to Show?
No, it's all between
Go play baseball.
That's exactly what he's going to do. Yep. He's just going to play baseball. But the fact of the matter is, there are too many investigative journalists out there that are going to go deep into this. Their whole life is going to become this.
Absolutely.
There's somebody at the, you know, the Washington Post that says, hey, you are now on the Shohei story. Get as deep as you can. And this is it's a gigantic story, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to say, I don't care what you do outside of anything. This is your full job. 24/7. This is who you
are.
Yes,
I think you should put Clinton Yates on it. See? Okay. Send Clinton after
him. Hey, see why. See why. This is right up your alley.
Dig in there. Find something.
Do you want to do it? Why don't you do it, DeMarco? Do you think you have time for it?
No, I don't. I just want dingers. I told you. I could care less.
Yeah, so you don't. That's interesting. You care nothing about this story.
Zero.
You just want to see Shohei.
This is an Ipe thing. Look, I feel bad for Shohei because it makes him look like a boob. You know, really, it does. Like, you got robbed of this much. You had no idea this was going on. And I can completely understand when Travis asked me about that when I was a player. Every offseason, my only thought was Kevin Gogan, period. How am I going to get around this big, fat, 340-pound guy to get to Steve Young? That's it. I didn't care about bills. I didn't care about money. There were checks I didn't even cash because all I'm thinking about was football and playing. So I can only imagine what a baseball player's doing.
So you don't care about, like, let's take Travis and Sliwa, for example. They're having all these questions and where it goes to Shohei, and they're legitimate questions that they're asking, but you don't care about where that extra $40 million is.
I would turn, I mean, your, respectfully.
Or that $24 million. You don't care where it is.
Respectfully, you guys, you know I love Travis and Slee,
right? Of course.
I would just turn the channel. Like, I could care less about finding out what Ipe did. All I heard was, show, cleared, done, let's go play baseball.
See, I think this is a massive story, but I'm in your camp. I am just ready to watch baseball. I'm ready to watch Shohei Ohtani.
He killed somebody.
No.
That's what I'm saying. This is just
I was going to say something about the guy that passed away today, but I'm not going to.
Good call, Greg. Good call.
I stopped myself.
I knew where you were going with it. Good call.
And I decided that was the wrong thing to say.
I bet it hurt, though.
It did. It did just a little bit. I really wanted to go there.
A sneeze. Like,
turned him red.
I've been red. See, this. We're going to go through this again, Laura.
Wow.
I don't know if it's because I'm like hyped up for being
in
this
chair.
Yeah, I'm,
are you
I'm
warm again?
I'm sweating again.
Oh, Lord.
I'm hot in this chair. You're not hot in the slightest.
Not at
you're
all.
You're sweating. I can see the sweat.
I'm not sweating. No, let's switch seats.
No,
let's see.
Fine. You want to do it? You want to be the lead?
No, I don't want to be there.
You want to be
there? No, go ahead.
You can. We can switch.
This is going to be a thing, right?
Do the whole
thing. Why are you throwing me the A?
Brian, go be the A.
Brian,
you're on the A chair now.
All right. So we got the wheel of questions next. Also, DeMarco, I am in so much pain.
Why?
I'll tell you about it afterward. You saw it.
Yes.
I sent you some videos. We'll get into that after wheel of questions. So that DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman for Mason, Ireland. And that's where you
710
say
ESPN.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I am so excited.
I've saved
this question.
I'm
just
worried.
For today. No.
DeMarco, I'm scared.
I've been told that I couldn't do this question with others. So I think all of you guys here will appreciate it. So I'm excited.
With the music in the background, this is terrifying.
It's a fun question.
We're
about
to get chopped up. What's going on here?
What? Whoa,
well,
no.
Hannibal Lecter.
That was him. Not. Anyways, focus, guys.
Yeah,
in the Marvel universe, there's 6 Infinity Stones, right? Space,
yes.
Mind, reality, power, time, and soul. And I heard there's a 7th one in the comics, but we will not get there. But if you had the option to create a 7th Infinity Stone, what would it be?
Give me the other 6 again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it goes over all of them.
Mind, reality, power, time, soul.
I mean, what is it missing, DeMarco?
I got one.
That's a very hard question.
I would create the stone that would let me work for Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, the power
of
flight.
I could gamble as much as I want.
This levitation, Holmes. You got that one? Does that work?
Levitation, Holmes?
Yeah, it's from Tenacious D. If you know it, you know it.
I don't know. The 7th stone. Are you into Marvel?
I love Marvel.
You love Marvel?
I love Marvel. Actually, wait.
Could you name all 6 stones?
No.
Okay,
no,
me either.
I'm
okay,
not,
but
I'm
I
not
love
that
it.
Deep
what?
Into
okay.
it.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
I'm deep.
Okay, so what? You said you have one. What is yours?
So mine personally. So the 7th in the comics is Ego, which I think honestly was
Ego.
A great one.
Okay.
But mine would be Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Peace. Yeah, that's fine.
Nah, that's too good.
Ego is
what?
That's too good. Why
I'm,
would you
I'm
create
a good girl.
Peace? No. This is Marvel. We want more comics.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, come on.
If it's in the Marvel comics, Ego, all that's gonna do, or not Ego, Peace.
Peace. That's it.
They're like, oh hi.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm Star-Lord. Nice
to
meet you.
Ego's good. You go everywhere with that. Yeah, I like that. There
okay. No, nobody else?
No. I had like one idea. It was kind of like a unity,
okay.
But I guess it's the same. As
unity,
like,
yeah, unity,
you know,
peace.
Like,
see, we
you
are.
Love Bob Marley. Yeah, I kind of
right,
get that.
Exactly.
Wait,
you're
why can't you get
genius.
That with me? Huh? Why can't you get that with me when I say peace?
No, because I like his.
Well, what?
Unity. Well. Like, I'm a big 311 fan. They do the whole Ink Unity. Nice. You know, it all just makes. Like, see, me and Brian are on the same page right now.
It's the same thing. He took mine with a different word.
Yeah, I just he flipped it into a way I liked it.
Just let that breathe.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, so
Greg didn't partake.
That's a good
one. No, no. And Ego, by the way, Ego was in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. He was the like the god. He was Star-Lord's dad.
Star-Lord's dad.
Yeah, he was Ego. So how do you turn Ego?
How do you make an ego like bad?
Like yeah, what
I
do
just
you,
give you? I give you an ego. No, all of a sudden you have a big ego. No?
I mean, ego can be a positive thing. It depends on how you play it.
Yeah.
It can be positive, but at some point it does get too big.
Yeah.
So I'll give you, okay.
A lot of people have that
a big
issue.
Head. Okay.
Yeah. I like and that's it. What happened with Ego in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's
but
a
anyway.
Good, that was a good
it was,
movie.
It was fine. I liked the first one and the third one. I didn't really like the second one.
I like
them all. Out of the three.
Even
the
bad
ones.
Even the bad ones I like.
Come
I like them all.
All right, hold on. Thor Dark World.
I like them all.
Oh, come on.
I do. I like them all.
The original
even if
Hulk.
Love it. Oh. I do. There's good parts of everything. Mason killed Batman Superman. Tried to, right? I loved it.
Really?
I love all that stuff.
Anything in DC is terrible.
And terrible. We all go to Wait, see it.
I did
Come
not
on.
See it. I
DC
stopped.
Is terrible?
DC is terrible.
No. Not everything.
Not everything.
Terrible.
You hate the Batman series?
Some of them are okay. Yeah, like the earlier, but no, like the new DC things that have been coming out now. Batman, Superman.
The second Suicide Squad was pretty good.
Margot Robbie makes that watchable. Nothing else.
Shazam.
About it.
See, there's something good about everything.
The first Shazam was okay until the end, and the second Shazam was terrible.
Okay, I missed that one.
Flash. Oh, that was so bad.
Nope,
it came out. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. What was that guy's name?
Who cares? It was so bad.
The lead
we don't
guy.
Care.
Yeah. Anyway, I wonder who plays Ipe in the movie. You know this is going to be a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's going to. What's the guy that, and Shang-Chi. Who's the guy that plays Shang-Chi?
Oh, Simon Liu, I think.
Simu Liu.
Simu Liu.
Yeah.
There
He'd
you
be
go.
Good at that.
Yeah. Somebody's going to play him in this movie, and this movie's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait.
Is it a 30 for 30, or is it a movie?
It depends on if show is connected, like truly connected to this. If he is, definitely movie.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the biggest thing to hit baseball ever. He's your guy. He's a global superstar. He is the dude. And if he goes down in a gambling bust, oh, good Lord.
Well, because
that's it for your sport.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if it's for the sport, but he is the biggest star that is currently playing. When it was Pete Rose, it all came out afterwards. He was already done with everything. So this is like
current guy doing it.
Guy and also global superstar that makes it that way too. If it comes down while he's still playing baseball, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened.
We're all baseball fans, right? If it turns out one of your biggest stars is gambling on the sport, how do you trust it
this
after
that?
This
says did not bet on the sport. There's no text messages. There's no anything.
Oh, no,
I'm just
connecting for like a movie. If we did find out Shohei was betting on baseball and then betting on his own team, how can you trust that sport after that?
No,
right. That's
what
I mean.
It would be massive. It would be as if, you know, David Stern allowed the FBI to get a hold of the ref's tapes.
Yeah. See? You know? Crazy.
Yeah. Just absolutely insane. By the way, don't miss the Wabba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour today on 710. Wabba Grill wants to help you make dinner time a little easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. Restrictions apply. Wabba Grill, eat smart, be healthy, and listen in the 6 p.m. hour today for the Wabba Grill pop quiz and your chance to win Wabba Grill for your entire family. So listen to Sedano and Cap today for that.
Tofu bowl sounds good. Now you should try tofu bowls. You're sore.
I am. I'm
what did you
extremely
do?
Sore.
Tell them what you did.
So I actually did for the first time, I did Pilates. And it was an experience. It was something that I don't know if I'll do again. If I'm asked to do it again, I'll do it. But I am so sore. It's not easy, man.
It's not easy. It's the real deal in there, right?
Have you done it before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A bunch of times.
A bunch of times.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very. Did you do it on like that reformer thing?
We had a whole little studio, and I used to get like just absolutely buried by the old lady next to me.
This little, nothing.
Nothing. Like it's nothing. And I'm dying over here.
You're a professional athlete.
Right. And she's just this little old lady.
Yes.
And she's just killing you.
I'm cutting off my air. I can't get out of this position. What are we doing here?
And also, yeah. So did you have an instructor? Or yeah. Was it you would it was just you people? Or yeah, it was just two of you?
We had it was a group of six of us.
Okay, yeah. So the instructor, did she have the little microphone there?
It was so tight, she was just right on top of us.
I felt like I was at the DMV, DeMarco.
Oh,
this
man.
Lady was sitting there all right, so if you're gonna take your foot and go to the tube option, put your right foot on the thing, right foot over your left foot, and your left foot over your right foot, and put in a strap, and it was awful.
That was really good.
It was hard.
No, but that was your
I couldn't understand what she was saying to me.
Well, in between breasts and dying, yeah, you can't hear anything.
Nothing. I was like, she kept coming up to me like, you have to do this. You have to lift your back up a little bit. You have to put your foot over your other. I'm like,
you had no idea Pilates was this hard?
No.
Who told you to? How did you get into a class?
It was
something? How did
I
you get into
this? I am dating someone, and she took me to this class, and I went, and we went, and it was absolutely tough.
Okay, so I messed up yesterday. Because DeMarco sends us a message saying, $20, Greg doesn't finish this.
Because I know how hard it is.
Yeah. Right?
I finished. I stopped a few times.
And I high-key wanted to text you on the side and be like, don't finish. We'll make 10 bucks each. Right? And I was like.
Exactly.
But then I said, nah, man, he's finishing. Because there's a girl attached to this.
Yep.
And you're like, bet revoked.
So did she sign you up for the class?
She signed me up for the class, but she does it all the time. So this was nothing to her.
Oh.
The fact of the matter, my legs were legitimately wobbling back and forth. I could not keep it straight at any point because it was just, my legs were shaking.
When you said Pilates, I laughed. I'm like, there's no way. he is going to die in there.
I mean, I kept it up.
How serious... Not to get too deep, but how serious is this with you and this person?
Oh, yeah. We see each other all the time.
Then you have to keep going.
She's a wonderful, wonderful woman.
You got to do this again. You cannot say no. You have to go.
Yeah, I'll go again.
It's going to suck. It's going to suck for three more times.
She does things like she came with me to the Yachtly Crew thing. I'm going to do things on her end, too. So, it's
okay.
We both do things
take
for each
Advil,
other.
Take some Advil. Get in the cold plunge. Get back in there.
The worst part about it is I'm sore today where I could have to. It takes me a long time to slow, sit down.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to walk.
No, you're
it's
gonna
the
be
second
hurting,
day.
But it's gonna tell you exactly what you need to work on. See? That's what the soreness is.
What?
Everything that hurts is exactly what you need to keep working on.
I have to keep doing
that. Yes. That's why it hurts. That's what your body's telling you. When they say listen to your body, that's what it is.
I'm so overweight right now.
No, you're good.
No,
keep
going. I look thin, but I'm overweight. I'm like 190 pounds.
You should be
175. Yes, exactly.
I hate you skinny people that say you're fat.
It's for me. If I wear a shirt and my belly is sticking out of the shirt, I feel like I'm overweight.
He's skinny fat.
You want a six pack?
I don't need a six pack. I just want it to be flat.
Yeah, everybody in this room hates you right now for being skinny fat.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the other way.
Why? What are you saying about Brian?
We're the other
Brian
way.
Brian is a well-trimmed man.
Yes.
Right. I'm on Mason's bodybuilder mode now.
See, there you go.
I'm going to get in with him.
Is Mason really going hardcore?
He's going for a superhero body. He wants to be Chris Hemsworth.
He's going hardcore on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw Lenny.
But he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah. When you're on vacation. Mm. I actually lose weight on vacation, but that's a whole other deal. But I saw a picture of Lenny Kravitz on his IG, and I was like, holy moly.
Lifting weights, right?
Did you start with his leather pants? I'm like,
you know that must have smelled bad.
Come on. He was lifting weights in leather pants, bro.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because he's Lenny Kravitz.
He's Lenny Kravitz.
He's Lenny Kravitz.
I don't care who you are.
No one even have no
that
underwear on.
That just seems silly.
None. It's Lenny.
All right. We have not gotten... I really want to hear how you feel about this whole OJ thing. I know we're not going to spend a lot of time on it.
Oh, man.
But I do want to hear what your thoughts are on it because he did pass away today.
Yeah.
Let's get into it next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Yeah.